Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every other hump day, we're joined by our new favorite Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast, an Odyssey original featuring the most notable names in baseball and all around sports every week. And Brett is joining us on your home of the Rangers right now with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Brett. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. You guys are Ranger land. You guys are doing well.
Well, kinda, sorta.
Well, you got some news yesterday.
Yeah.
That wasn't too good. Big news actually. But all right, let's take it away. What do we got today,
Brett? how does the DeGrom news, in your opinion, change the American League race?
Well, I look at it two ways. I mean, I've always thought with this Rangers team, first of all, this team has surprised me quite a bit, you know, in a positive way. I knew they were going to be better. I didn't expect they were going to be this good, especially on the offensive side. I mean, that's a machine right now they've got going in Texas on the offensive side of the ball. I looked at that team. I looked at that division. I looked at the Houston Astros in that division. Seattle Mariners, they've been disappointing in my eyes for how good of a pitching staff they've got, yeah. You know, playing .500 to this point. Houston's going to be there. They just are. And they got off to a slow start. They had a few injuries. You know, Altuve's back now. They still are a little banged up. But Houston's going to be there in the end. They're going to be in the playoffs. It's whether they win the division or not. And I always thought the key to this Ranger team, I think at this stage of the game, we can say this Texas Rangers ball club is a playoff caliber team, without a doubt. But I always like to think different than that, think longer term. Can they go to the World Series? Can they possibly win a World Series? With DeGrom 100% healthy and Abalde throwing the ball the way he is, John Gray has stepped up. What an unbelievable month he just came off in May. And if you had DeGrom healthy and that whole pitching staff healthy, Perez is in the mix, I think they can. Without him, I don't know. I think they're a little short to win it all at this stage. And that's on paper. That's my feeling. I look at the teams who can win the World Series. They always have that plus pitching. That Rangers club doesn't have that plus bullpen like a Houston Astros does, like a healthy New York Yankees does, or a Tampa Bay Rays. So a lot of question marks. Anything can happen. I think to this stage, everything with the exception of the news yesterday has been nothing but awesome this year for the Texas Rangers. We'll see. And who knows? Does that organization sit there and realize what a special team they have right now? They see the DeGrom news. They know they're going to be without him. Are they a player at the deadline for a bona fide starter? We'll see.
Brett, how does the difference in morale in the clubhouse change from when you think that guy's coming back versus when you find out he's not?
These guys are pros. Of course, there's going to be a little disappointment. Like, man, we could have used that, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're grinding every day. I mean, they're 40-20 right now. They've done it essentially kind of without DeGrom. So they're feeling like, yeah, of course we need him. Of course, when he's healthy and 100%, he's arguably the best pitcher in the world. Who doesn't need that on their team? But I'll tell you what, they wake up today, they've got a job to do. And they're not going to skip a beat. They're going to go out and continue to do what they're doing. because you can't control certain things in the game. You can't control whether he has Tommy John surgery or he doesn't. It's like, this is out of our control as players. We have a job to do, and it's such a grind. The Major League Baseball schedule, 162 players, us down, you know, in that clubhouse. We don't let stuff like that bother us. It's like, no, we've got stuff to do. We've got a big series coming up here. You know, we got St. Louis tonight. You know, we're going to Tampa Bay. Then we've got the Angels. Then we got Toronto. We've got stuff to do. So, yeah, a little disappointing, but it's not going to affect anybody in that clubhouse right now. They're just going to go forward and leave the rest up to Rangers management on what moves possibly could be made at that deadline.
Brett Boone joining us, Odyssey Baseball Insider, here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Was there a guy that comes to mind in your era that reminds you of DeGrom, just lights out, invincible, Hall of Famer, except for the injury? When we were growing up, now Griffey is a Hall of Famer, but the injuries kind of took over later on in his career. Was there someone that reminds you of DeGrom, like always the injury question, but otherwise Hall of Fame talent?
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, I think you're talking about from a pitching standpoint.
Just anyone, yeah.
Anyone that you right, on that Hall of Fame path, Hall of Fame ability, but just couldn't stay on the field.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of guys I came across. I really can't. I really can't, especially from a pitching standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, it was a different era then. It was different. And I'm not to say the guys are softer today. That has nothing to do with it, but it's the culture's different, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're brought up in a different way. They're coddled. They're told by the organization, listen, if you have an injury, we're going to take care of it. It seems like every day I look up and somebody's on the IL and I look for the cause of the injury and it says soreness. and I bat, you know, I can't wrap my head around it. I'm like, soreness. We're going to go on. We're going to not play because we're sore. Well, can I have a little more context to that, please? And I look, the more I really look around and look at the situation in all of professional sports right now, it's like, no, this is just the way these guys are. They're brought up. It's like on defense when I see these guys take cue cards out of their pocket and look where they're going to stand for this next pitch.
Yeah.
It blows my mind because I'm going, you don't know where to stand. You don't have an instinct. You don't have a feeling. You've seen this guy play a lot. You've seen this guy pitch a lot. That's how I kind of set my feet for my defense. But then I take a step back and I said, no, this is the way these kids are brought up. This is the way they're taught, you know, different than we were. So I understand the cultural differences. But no, I really, it doesn't come to mind somebody that I just think, wow, what if he could have escape that injury bug as much as he did, he could have been a Hall of Famer. A guy really doesn't come to mind. I think Griffey is a great example of someone who, as great as he was, how much greater could he have been if he wasn't plagued by the injury bug late in his career?
Is a guy you played with in the 90s maybe named Jose Rio?
Jose, I only played with Jose for a year. You know, he was coming off that big 1990s World Series champion, and he was nasty, and he was the MVP of that series against the Oakland A's, dominated them. I got to the Reds in 1994 after the 93 season, and Jose, he was kind of a shadow of what he had been. He was starting to have those arm problems. His elbow was really bothering him. He wasn't the Jose that he was in 1990 and the build-up to that World Series champion. So I never got to see live in person that dominant Jose Rio. That's weird you say that. I just talked to Jose. He's going to come on my podcast soon, and I haven't talked to Jose in probably 10 years. So that's interesting you bring up him.
Are you offended, or is it a fair comparison when we start bringing up this Rangers offense to your 0-1 Mariners, and what Yankee year are we picking, Choppy?
I mean, their best offense is probably, what, 0-3, 0-4 out of the bunch? Maybe even better than 98?
Fair comps, Brett?
I think so. I'm having a really good – because I'm starting to pay attention to the Rangers now. And I'm having a great time watching these guys. I'm thinking, these guys are unbelievable. They will step on your neck. You know, you always think about Simeon, Seager. Those are the big guys they brought over, the name guys. But, I mean, they're doing it. Their catchers, Heim, is kicking butt. Lowe, Jung, Duran. I mean, he's not even the starting shortstop anymore because you got Seager. He's hitting 322. Garcia's the guy. Every time I turn on the TV and I see Garcia, he's ricocheting one off a facade. These guys are a lot of fun to watch. And I think without a doubt, you can compare them to that 01 Mariner team. I'm not offended in the least.
Brett Boone, joining us, Odyssey Baseball Insider here on DFW Sports Station.
Now, Brett, when you talk about the idea of going out and making an acquisition on a pitcher and going to get a bona fide starter, do you think it needs to be, does it have to be the Marcus Stroman level, or do you think they just need to go find some more depth, the middle of the rotation guy, to give them some more solid depth across the rotation?
Well, I think Dunning stepped in, and he's been that fifth guy. Haney's been kind of a journeyman, doing a good job. John Gray's been really impressive to me, way stepped up, got a mid-2 ERA. Perez done a nice job, and Eovaldi is kind of the horse of the staff. That's a really good staff. And it's not like I'm sitting there saying, well, their pitching isn't that good. They're third in the league. I think they could, you know, when we talk about a starting pitching, that's always great. For me, long haul, I always, my brain tells me, always get that horse starter is always somebody I'm going to go after if I'm playing GM for a minute. But that being said, in today's game, the bullpen plays such a pivotal role. It's such a big part of today's game, where in my day, we had great bullpens, but we didn't groom guys in the minor leagues to be bullpen pieces. You were always a starter, and then when you proved that you couldn't start at that level or on a certain team that was really good, well, then you went to the bullpen, and then you figured out your role in the bullpen. Nowadays, it's different. You know, they're starting guys as setup men in the bullpen at a young age, so that bullpen has become a more important piece than it used to be. So maybe bolster in the bullpen. You know, I look at that Texas Rangers. Start pitching is pretty darn good right now. They've done a great job. Offense, that goes without saying. Maybe the bullpen, to me, if there's a weak link, and I don't mean weak link in a demeaning way. I just mean as the overall success of this Rangers team, if I have to pick a weak link, I'll go to the bullpen. So maybe bolster that bullpen with some arms out there. I'm sure those are the ones that are going to be available at that trading deadline. When you think about a top starter, a Stroman, man, Stroman's, he's been really good for a Cubs team that's pretty average team. He's been that bright light. I don't know if I'm in on a Stroman type pitcher. I watched a guy, Paxton, last night for the Boston Red Sox. I don't think the Red Sox are going to be a playoff team this year. But, man, when he's healthy, is he good. A guy like that, but once again, putting on my GM hat, I don't know if I buy into a Paxton. I don't trust that he's going to be healthy. So it's not like it's an easy job that they've got on their plate to go out, okay, let's get that bona fide guy. Yeah, everybody wants that number one starter. I think it's better off to go to that bullpen and start looking right now around the league. Who can bolster that bullpen to make us a power bullpen to compete with the other big boys when it comes to that facet of the game?
Simeon is at 25 consecutive games. We always try to rank the baseball accomplishments. The consecutive games streak, or getting to 25 games, or any particular number in your mind, Brett, where is that in the hierarchy of impressing amongst baseball accomplishments?
You mean 25 games reaching base?
The hit streak. Hit streak right now for him is at 25.
25. I'll tell you, I've never had a 25-game hitting streak. It's amazing to me because on any given day, you can go to the ballpark, you can have four perfect at-bats, put four great swings on balls, hit four bullets, and be sitting in your locker after the game 0-for-4 at any given time. And the fact that he's got 25 in a row, it's unbelievable. The 56 is off the charts. I couldn't even imagine doing that. You know, I've seen some streaks. I saw Paul Molitor went on a pretty big streak when I was a kid. I watched Pete Rose go on a pretty big streak. But that's way up there. I mean, you start getting to 30. 25, you're thinking about it. But who knows? You get to 30, now you're really – now it's starting to be a daily – it's probably already a daily question for him, and you don't want to deal with it because it's like I really – it's out of my control if I get a hit or not. What's in my control, controlling that strike zone and having a great at bat. That's what I can control as a player. That's why I think hitting is beyond question the hardest thing to do in sports, is because you can do everything perfect and the result can be nil. So it's at a point where it's out of his control. Yeah, I could have great at bats, put a great swing at a ball, but if the defense is playing me right, if it's not meant to be that day, I'm not going to get a hit. But as far as impressiveness in the game of things to do, I put the 56 game hitting streak right up there with the most. Him and Cal Ripken probably playing that many days in a row. I don't know how you can do it. When I was a young kid, I wanted to do it, and I just said. As a young player, I told Davey Johnson, I said, he asked me, he said, when do you want a day off, Brett? I said, I never want a day off. I want to be Cal Ripken. Oh. And I got to about 150 games in a row, and I just thought, I don't want to be Cal Ripken. I don't know how the hell he did it. I'll tell you what he's doing right now, 25 games, awful impressive. I've never got to that 25 game mark, and a lot of better players than myself and great hitters never have gotten to 25 games.
All right, real quick before we let you go, we have your longest hit streak. You've shown a photographic memory on this program in weeks past. What was your longest hit streak, and what year was it?
If I had to guess, I'm not going to get this right. Couldn't even pick the year because I'll probably be surprised. It was a year that I didn't expect I hit that many. I'm going to guess around 16.
It was 16 on the dot. Just guess the year for the hell of it.
03.
04. Bobby, what was it?
It was 04. It was 16 and 04. And 13. It was a 13 game hitting streak on the road. But, it was a road streak.
But 15 and 03.
Yeah, he did 15 and 03.
And 16 and 04. Man, you got a damn good memory. Remember to come on with us 2 weeks from now again. Thank you.
We'll be in Vegas. Come playoff time.
Oh, all right. Home of the A's new stadium if it happens. Brett Boone, host of the Brett. Thanks, Brett. Host of the Brett Boone podcast, Odyssey Original. Make sure to follow the Brett Boone podcast on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.